me. But when she came to me in that vision dream, in that snow, cold night in Oklahoma, in Sand Springs, at 3 feet of snow, she left, and there were 3 footsteps of snow, and then no more, and disappeared. And then I went back. I ran back in the house. I went out. I didn't see her. I went back in the house. I was like shaking.
Yeah.
I went back in the house. The lights are on. Okay. I'm not imagining. It's true. I said, I talked to myself. I'm not imagining. The lights are on. In the hall, the lights are on. When Jesse's uncovered, I uncovered him because it was cold. I uncovered him so she could see him. I hadn't covered him back. And you were uncovered. I said, I uncovered Clara. She's uncovered. And my cup's on the table. The 2 cups were there. She didn't have time to drink coffee with me. And the lights were on. And I came to reality. I sat down on the bed. I was shaking like that. Believe me, babe, I went to see a psychiatrist. I was so much shook up.
Yeah.
And the psychiatrist told me, you know, Dora, because psychiatrists believe in all this, because that's what makes the mind work.
Yeah.
People say, oh, you went to go see a psychic, you're sick in the mind. No.
Yeah.
Psychiatrists, yeah. Even movie stars and actors and all, they go see psychiatrists,
yeah.
Because they help you with thinking. Like, you see that lady, they're helping you about the job and all.
Yeah.
Everything has to do with the mind and all, see? And help you get strong, but don't give up, you know? So what happened is, when Dr. Michael Hornacek, he told me, he said, you know, you were so close to your mother-in-law that she actually got permission to come see you.
Yeah.
You didn't imagine it really happened, he said.
Yeah.
She come and visit you.
Yeah.
Because you were so close to her.
Yeah.
And that made me feel better. Because
yeah.
I thought it was going out of my mind.
Yeah.
You know? And it was so, so real.
Yeah.
The same dress that I used to make her dresses, you know. She always
yeah.
wanted a little pocket for her handkerchief. And I make a pocket, and she showed me how to make a...
Yeah.
One time, I was there with Marie Ordon. I went to visit for the first time.
Yeah.
And I was bending over there by the cabinet in the kitchen, by the sink. And Marie Ordon was sitting by the window over there. By Nina's on site or down the kitchen,
okay.
Big, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I leaned over there to get some dishes, something to go make a cup of coffee. And I felt a hand touch my shoulder like that. Grandma would always come and squeeze my shoulder, like, have courage like that, you know. Just squeeze, just gentle squeeze like that. And we're talking, Marie, I said, and I turn around, I see Marie sitting over there. I said, Marie, what are you doing over there? I said, I'll never move from here. I said, Marie, didn't you just come and pat my shoulder, my back? No, Dora. Oh, Dora, Marie Rose. Marie Rose came and touched you. Because she believed that too. Right away she told me it was Marie Rose. I said, you sure it's not you, Marie? No, Char Bonja, no, my God. Char Bonja means my God, no. Because Marie only spoke French. She couldn't speak English too good, you know. And I said, no, Char, c'est pas moi. So l'esprit à Marie Rose, and Marie Rose spirit, they come touch you. She's here with us right now. I said, you sure Marie didn't touch you? No, I said, she was. Just as soon as I felt the touch, I told her she was over there. But I still, the mind always tells us the human way, not the spiritual way.
Yeah.
And my mind told me, oh, she come and tease me like that. Just like your mama used to do, just gently, just not hard, like that, no, just like that. Like, I'm here with you now, something like that. But Marie was over there. I said, Marie, you just touched my shoulder. No, somebody just touched me, Marie. Oh my God, and I sat down in the rocking chair.
Yeah.
I was in the rocking chair.
You better sit down after that.
And I said, no, it was Marie Rose spirit that touched you, yeah. Because after Mom, Marie Rose passed away, in the big kitchen, I was sitting down, and coming into the kitchen, I saw her rocking chair moving several times, the rocking chair moving by itself.
Yeah.
And I knew, I didn't say anything, I knew it was her.
Yeah.
Because I believe in that. They say things like this happen only for people that believe, not unbelievers. And the only time that people become believers, if they have an experience that they cannot explain away in a human way. And that's what makes them believers.
Yeah.
Because these things are true. Just like they have white magic and black magic. You can believe either one, and you don't have to believe neither one. But it does exist, because things happen that you cannot explain away, and people that don't understand think it's witchcraft, but it's not. See, like out-of-body experience, oh, that person going crazy. No. You know, like now they're studying more dementia people. The people with dementia, they see people right there, you know, their mind goes wild, you know, that it takes spirits, different spirits take over that mind. That's why you must always keep your mind alert, be aware of what you're doing at the moment you're doing it, when you're driving. Every time you go through that door, wherever you go at the house, be aware. Now, how many times did I go over, cross this door on the other room? How many times? And keep in mind what you do all the time. It's only accidents happen because people are not paying attention to what they're doing. Like this guy the other day, in LA somewhere, driving the wrong way for miles, traffic coming toward him, and the police called, they had to stop him, but just, nobody got hurt. But he was driving the wrong way on the freeway. The wrong way.
Whoa. I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. They have a joke that you can joke about it, but it's not, it's funny when you think about it, but it's not funny, you know, like people say, this guy was going the wrong side of the road, and he say, boy, I must be late for my meeting because everybody's coming back already.